It is 13-0 St. Louis over Atlanta. Bottom of the third. That's ugly, man. That is ugly.
Do you remember any sport, but it'd probably be hockey, where you were just at any level just getting rinsed? Game that like sticks out where you're like, we lost 13-1 one night.
Not really.
When I played for the Leafs, I think we beat Boston 10-0.
That's got to feel good.
I don't know. That might be it. It was stupid, though. I think it was a 10 spot.
You better have points in that game. You walk away without points in a 10-0 game, you're rattled.
Yeah,
you won the game, and you're rattled.
Some idiot's going to text and say my stat line was 0-0-0-0.
Well, look that up, Grapples. All right, we got Dregs on the line.
Cobb, I bet you he lost some games like that in Saskatchewan.
How about that, Dregs? You ever get smoked in any games out in...
In House League?
Yeah, thanks, O. At least you weren't a minus in that 10-0 game, right?
I don't know, it might have been 10-1, and I might have chomped on one, yeah. Dregs.
I will tell you this. We played in separate provinces, but Landsberg, Saskatchewan is right on the Manitoba border, just inside. Theron Fleury played for Russell, Manitoba, which is just on the other side. So we'd meet on occasion in tournaments and whatnot. There might have been a couple of lopsided games with Fleury all over the game sheet.
Yeah, if you run into like a really spectacular player.
Yeah, like a superstar back then that just skated through everyone, they'd get 10 points.
Yeah. I had Jeff Odgers on my, he was a left wing, I was a right wing, Eddie Zawadzki was a centerman.
Wow. Yeah. Odgers, I played with him. That's as tough a man as you've ever seen.
Yeah, but you know what, Noodles? And you know, he's a farm boy, right? He's back on the farm now in Spyle, Saskatchewan. But and this isn't an unusual story, but he never played that way all the way up, right? Like, he was always a so-so skater. He kind of had a good shot, but nothing great. And then when he went to midget hockey, I think he got the tar kicked out of him in one game and then realized, okay, wait a second, I didn't like that. And, you know, then he developed that side of his game, but all the way through junior hockey in Brandon, and obviously battled his way through the pros, and he became one of the game's toughest for sure.
I love hearing those stories, guys who develop fighting.
Yeah, they just
abilities.
were not fighters
by nature, but
they
work
were farm
on your fight.
Farm strength. Like, they were farm tough. Jeff Odgers and Rudy Poshcheck, I will never forget, fought right in front of me in St. Louis, and it was a punch in the face contest. And both of them have leather faces. It was two catcher's mitts.
Well, how about
punched.
Who does player safety now?
Yeah, Barros.
George Charles went to like Yale or something.
Yeah.
Princeton.
Oh, Princeton. Yeah.
How many goons come out of Princeton?
Well, Kevin Westgarth is the same way.
We just mentioned the bomber in the past hour. Ken Baumgartner was like a smart guy.
Lawyer. He's very, very
Stu
bright.
Grimson.
Stu Grimson's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff Odgers can grab the tip of his nose and he can literally pull it both sides. I shouldn't admit this because he's a scary looking dude.
Yes.
And my lovely wife Holly is not, which is good. But they're second cousins, so there's a family relation.
Wow.
It goes back to Saskatchewan. He can literally take the tip of his nose and touch each side of his face, left or right.
Wow.
That means it has been hit with knuckles thousands of times.
He's just bad.
He's a very good man. Very good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't make it as a fighter anymore.
No.
Like, it just doesn't exist anymore. And you can't do it.
Odgers went from, you're right, and even in Brandon, he wasn't the superstar player. At one point, he was the captain of the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah.
A captain of an NHL team. For a guy that in junior, I don't think people projected him to be an NHL player.
No. Well, but he walked on, I think, with Kalamazoo Noodles back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, but I think he fought Basil McRae about six times in the first 3 days of that training camp, if you can imagine.
Wow.
And Basil went to San Jose management and said, "You don't know who this dude is. But he's a gamer. There's got to be a place for him here somewhere within the organization." That never happens anymore.
No. Yeah, no kidding, right? Like, you go and vouch for a guy?
The closest would be maybe that Scott Sabourin in Ottawa.
Maybe.
You know, in modern day. It's a nice story. There's a guy who's grinded it out. And, you know, I'll have eyes on him tomorrow.
Fair. Sure.
I'm looking at Odgers' HockeyDB page. So he played with the Brandon Wheat Kings.
Yeah, I played against him in Brandon.
In 86-87, I believe that was his rookie year. He was 17 years old. Do you want to take a guess at who led that team in penalty minutes and how many PIMs he had that year?
That year?
Kevin Cheveldayoff. Was Chevy?
Yeah. Kevin Cheveldayoff had 259 penalties.
Yeah, Chevy was a 16-year-old.
He was 16.
What? Yeah. He was the captain of the team at 16. Yeah.
Was Cam Brown on that team? Because he'd have been up there, too.
Yeah, Cam Brown, left-handed shot. Really tough.
Three bombs, man.
Yeah.
I don't see him.
And I will tell you this. Like, Jeff might be the third or the fourth toughest Odgers in the family.
That's the best.
And that includes his sisters.
Don't say his cousins are your
trouble. Well, I'll tell you what. Exactly. Yeah, his younger brother Scotty was when the I don't know, UFC, it wasn't the UFC back then, but when that fighting, that cage fighting and whatnot was illegal, he was one of the bad dudes, man.
Wow.
He was so tough.
Wow. Well,
anyway, that's how I grew up, fellas.
Yeah. No kidding. WHL in the 80s. I didn't know Cheveldayoff was... He had no goals, 16 assists, 259 penalties.
And was the captain of the team and was the first rounder to the Islanders. Never played a game.
No, he wrecked his knee. I recall a game, and I can't remember. I want to say Lethbridge, maybe Medicine Hat. Chevy fought somebody. He was a wicked southpaw. Threw bombs, but directed, and essentially knocked this kid out, which was kind of sad, but literally skated by the bench and stood there. Yeah, I mean, you see guys all the time that would skate by a bench and call this guy out or call that guy. He stood there, and nobody moved.
I've challenged him in, an interview before, but I hope I have.
He's such a mild-mannered guy.
He seems like such a laid-back guy when he comes out with us.
I think you guys know that story where he's got the scar on his forehead from me.
Your fault.
Yeah.
His stick got caught, didn't he?
My stick got caught in the boards, and I just jammed him up behind the net, and he got hit head first into the boards by Max Mittendorf. You remember that guy?
Good old Max Mittendorf.
Great handle, though.
That guy was a killer in the minors. And Chevy, I could see his skull when he skated in front of the net.
He was a leader way before his time. You identify he was a captain at a young age. But, I mean, back in that day, you could do just about anything off the ice. And even if you got caught, you were barely getting in trouble. He would go to team parties, of course. But he'd make sure everyone got home safely because he didn't drink.
Yeah.
So he'd make sure that he drove everybody home and everybody got home safely. And that was back in a day where it didn't always matter.
No kidding.
What do you think his team is going, his mindset is right now? Their big win last night.
Winnipeg needed that.
There were a few fun games to watch last night, weren't there? I mean, October hockey can get a little greasy and ugly, and there was some of that last night, but it was entertaining, and that Winnipeg game was one of those. It's come somewhat ironic. We talked about what the hell are the Jets going to do with that blue line going into that game, and then you've got a flurry of offense coming from that blue line. Hellebuyck needed to stand up noodles. You did post-to-post on him yesterday. And, that's the best game of the early part of the regular season for him by far. Yes. And I will tell you this. Paul Maurice, as everybody can appreciate and understand, I mean, he's not in it for friendships anymore. If Hellebuyck hadn't been as good as he was last night, if they'd lost that game and, he didn't have his best, I bet you they go to Brossoit tomorrow.
Yeah.
In their home opener. But now there's no real reason to speculate on that because he played great. And the team responded. I mean, the big boys were firing with Laine. He looks more engaged. Scheifele had a good night. Wheeler had a good night. The D produced. And, they outclassed the Pittsburgh Penguins, which, despite injuries, is saying a lot.
What do you expect tomorrow night? Leafs Lightning down in Scotiabank.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for the Leafs, I think. And, I mean, I'm stating the obvious because, even though the Tampa Bay Lightning haven't been very good with their start, Stamkos coming out the way he did on the weekend and then having to back it up and then just say, look, I'm not pointing the finger at the coach. I'm not, really identifying anything specifically other than what I see as our areas of concern. I mean, that's not out of character, because this guy is full of character. Who's not going to respond to that? I think that they're going to be engaged, and I'm not saying they're better than Toronto. I mean, we're going to find that out over the course of the regular season, but I think that could be a tough game just because of the emotion injected by the Lightning.
Well, and Stamkos loves playing in Toronto. Like, he
every game I've done on the panel, I'm breaking down a Stamkos goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does.
That seems like a lock. He's scoring tomorrow night. But, hey, the Leafs...
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. Both teams are highly talented. Both teams are explosive offensively. They got good goaltending.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how all of a sudden Tampa's the team that has to prove themselves. Where I would argue the Leafs have to prove themselves more than Tampa. I don't care what happened against Columbus.
Sure they
do. And you've got, you know, look, the Tavares line is probably already tired of the second guessing and some questioning that line. And it's fair to question that line. I mean, that's the market that they play in and all that. And they haven't been as productive 5-on-5 as, you know, they have been historically, and they need to be. But I don't know. I kind of feel like that group collectively is ready to do something special as well.
Should be a fun one tomorrow night. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, Dregs.
Okay, boys, have a great night.
Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider.